leadership meeting? What was going on in there?
Oh, it was about around the same amount of time we usually take. We review the game and talk about what we could have improved on, and you know, I guess now with the bye coming up, we've got, you know, some stuff to sort of talk about and you know, sort through, and that's sort of what it was about, and to talk about, you know, what we expect for the rest of the season and as a playing group, because you know, the performance on the weekend wasn't acceptable, and you know, the last month of footy's been really good, and to take a step back like that on the weekend was really disappointing. But you know, we'll discuss today in the review about what we expect for the rest of the year.
How is it that it changes from week to week? As you said, the 3 weeks previous were all reasonably good and back to the football that we all and you all expect, and then it just wasn't on the weekend.
Yeah, that were the questions we were, you know, asking ourselves and talking about, and you know, Freo brought the heat and we weren't able to match it, and that was the most disappointing thing, with so much on the line that we weren't able to, you know, take it up to them, and you know, through the whole period of the game. I think the start of the game, I think it was 30 possessions to one at one stage, and you know, we wrestled it back at times, but we weren't able to stay in that for the whole game.
How far off is Port Adelaide? I mean, from if you sat at the start of the season, you looked, you sort of built your first half and you looked at the bye and thought, okay, by the time we get to the bye, we need a bit. Certain point, wins, losses, and how we're playing. How far away are you guys from where you wanted to be?
Oh, look, I think if you asked the question last week, I would have said, look, we're probably not far off the form that we want to be producing week in, week out. You know, I mean, the last month, as I said, has been really pleasing, but the weekend was just really, really disappointing. So it looks like we haven't learnt too much, but I think we've got to ask ourselves what actually happened on the weekend. You know, is it that bad of a drop? And you know, they're the questions that, you know, we're speaking about, and we think that, you know, we'll turn that around. There's no doubt about it. We'll keep fighting, and there's a long way to go this season, and I'm confident we can continue to fight through it and get our best form out for the rest of the year.
How frustrating is it, though, to, it sounds like the same kind of questions you're asking about this time last year?
Yeah, I mean, it is frustrating. We sat down at the start of this year and said we learned a lot from last year, and it probably doesn't look like we have. But look, I think, you know, there's certainly some stuff that we've learned, and some areas that we still need to improve on, and that's what we're going to do. We're not going to sit down and say, oh, we can't do it. You know, we've had enough of this. We'll continue to fight through it and search for those answers. And it's certainly not the end of the world. And as disappointed as we are, we're going to continue to fight and make sure that we have a real crack at the second half of the year.
So
the
final's still on the agenda? Is that still the grand plan?
Oh, look, we haven't even spoken about that at the start of the year, the middle of the year. We're not even, you know, talking finals. We're going to make sure we get our form to exactly where it is. And we know that our best footy, our most competitive footy is certainly right up there with the best. We've just got to make sure we bring that week in, week out. Otherwise, you know, you get results like you did on the weekend.
Why isn't it there week in, week out?
Consistently?
Yeah.
You know, that's probably the answers we're trying to ask. And one thing you can never question is effort. And you know, that was probably the one thing on the weekend we come off and said, well, how did we get beaten? You know, by a Freo side that wanted to work harder than us, and that was really, really disappointing. And yes, as I said, you can't ever question that. And on the weekend, it was probably questioned.
Ken said, the coaches look themselves in the mirror now, and he said the plot's about time the players have to look in the mirror.
Yeah,
explain that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, and I guess a bye, in a way, coming off a loss is not a great time. You want to get out there and change it, but also in a way it gives us time to reflect and look back on what, you know, things need to change. And so that is a good point. Right now, as a playing group and as a club, we look ourselves in the mirror and go, what is it we stand for? What do we expect from each other? And they're the hard questions we need to ask and demand from each other. This is who we are. This is Port Adelaide. We cannot have performances like we had on the weekend where people question our effort. And that's they're the questions we've got to ask from each other.
Chad, you're a very proud leader and great leader. Ken Hinckley as well. After the game, just on the outside, that's as shattered as angry as he's looked. I think in a post game presser, was it the same behind closed doors? Was he pretty shattered?
Yeah, he was, he was shattered because this club means so much to him. The playing group means so much to him, and you know we have so much trust and belief in each other that you know when you get a performance like that, it really does shatter you, and you know it hurts. And there's no doubt he was hurting. There's no doubt the playing group were hurting, and we need to make sure that hurt drives us further now, because we can't have performances like that.
That you talk about that belief. Has that taken a hit that you know you should be better than where you are on the ladder? Like you believe in this group, but it's still going places.
Oh, there's no doubt. I still believe there's so much this group can do, and you know I don't expect we should be you know top four or top two or anything like that. I expect that we should be you know giving everything we can for the jumper each week, and that's when you know you get on the weekend that you don't have that consistently throughout a game that it hurts, and that's I wouldn't say shatters belief, but it just you know, it frustrates you a bit, and because you know what this group is capable of, and you know how hard they actually do work. You know, and that's probably what people don't see behind the scenes: how hard they are working, how hard they are working on the track, and to improve each week. And then, you know, you get out there on the game day, and you know, there's some efforts that aren't, you know, aren't good enough. It hurts, and we just need to make sure that doesn't happen consistently.
So can you find answers in the last couple of days? Can you find answers of what's gone wrong, or is everyone sort of confused about why things aren't going as planned?
No, I wouldn't say we're confused. Certainly, there's some questions and answers that we need to resolve, and we'll be able to do that. And as I said, that the bye's a chance for that. We've got a couple of weeks now to reflect on, you know, what hasn't gone right. Where is it that we need to improve? And as I said, the last 4 weeks, I think we've taken a real big step forward and back to where Port Adelaide, the footy that we need to play. And so there's a couple of questions we need to answer from the performance on the weekend, and we'll review the game today and then have 2 weeks to really sit down and go, what do we expect from each other for this second part of the year? And I'm sure we'll turn that around.
Trav, any word on Dougal Howard?
He goes in for scans this afternoon or today, and so we'll get the final word on that, but it doesn't look too good, which is disappointing for him. He's a... he's been, you know, fantastic since he's come in the side and worked extremely hard. But knowing him, he'll come back bigger and better from, you know, whatever the severity of the injury is.
Mate, how do you feel as skipper? Obviously, no one questions the respect I've got for you and how great a leader you are. How are you finding the situation as skipper at the moment with your own form and the team scenario?
It's challenging at times, certainly, but in a way that, you know, I'd certainly want us and prefer us to be playing a lot better footy, but, you know, I embrace that challenge, and I've got great support around me, great leaders, great coaches, that together we're going to get through that. There's no doubt, and there's no way we will back down from that challenge. We will face it head on, and I'll continue to face it head on, and in a way I'm excited for the challenge and to get out of it and bring this club and this team back to, you know, the performances we expect.
What about you personally? We've seen in the past you rack up the positives. I don't know what your KPIs are this year as such, and if you're meeting those, but how have you found your form sometimes seem to be a bit quieter?
Yeah, numbers-wise, I don't really look at numbers too much. But, yeah, I think they're down a little bit. But, you know, there's, I guess, the performances and probably in terms of needing to stand up in games when we needed, probably haven't been there at times. And as a leadership group and myself, we need to make sure that you know we are standing up in the crucial times of games, and that's where you know the leadership group comes in into play is the most important periods of the games, and I've got to continue to work through that.
You feel like it is more from the leadership group in those periods, hasn't stood up to the standard you'd like in previous?
Oh, we certainly, I think as a leadership group, we haven't been as good as we needed to be this year, and we'll continue to work through that. And as I said, I've got no doubt that this you know leadership group and our senior players are high quality people and players, and they'll continue to work hard and get this group back to playing some good footy.
Just on the weekend, you talked about the effort sort of being questioned just out on the field. When did it sort of become apparent that it wasn't where you wanted it to be?
I think you see, you know, blokes like Barlow and Neil and these sort of guys having that high possession count that, you know, we need to take more control of that and understand that it was happening. You know, we probably did understand it. We just didn't get it done, and that was the most disappointing thing. And I mean, it's a lot easier to look back after the game and say, "Oh, I could have done that. I should have done that." And you know, so much heat going on in the game that you know you might be trying too hard to do things, or you don't see things, and then it, you know you probably question the effort there. And so there was those couple of things, but certainly you know we need to shut down their players who were dominating the game.
What's the process now? You've got today and tomorrow, then you've got, what, 4 days off, is it? And then back?
Yeah, I think we're back Sunday, training Sunday, and so the players will get a chance to get a break and recover, but also reflect on what needs to improve. And I know they will, I'm sure they will, and they'll come back Sunday ready to go again, and I think we're back here Friday night and for a big game and a big challenge. So certainly the bye is a chance to get away and recover the body, but also understand and reflect on what it is we need to bring back when we get back here Sunday.
Are you going home and other players all disappearing?
Yeah, they'll go everywhere. You know, I think some blokes will go home, some blokes will go to a bit of warm weather and get away from the cold weather, and I've just moved into my new house, so I've got to move.
So
if any of you guys want to help me unpack and pack, let me know, because I'll need a bit of help, but yeah, I'll be in Adelaide.
I suppose there's positive news on the weekend. Schultz's got through
his game. Yeah, great news from Schultz. Obviously, He's had his challenges with his back, and it was great to see him back playing some footy. I haven't seen the game, but I think he kicked a couple of goals and got through unscathed, which was fantastic. And hopefully we can get him back after the bye, and he'll be ready to go. Whether that's another game in the Maggies or he'll come up and play in the power side, we'll wait and see. But it was just great to see him back playing footy again, and with a smile on his face, because he wasn't running laps.
You reckon Hodgson might be a chance as well?
Yeah, he'll be a chance. He's trained extremely well. I think there's obviously no more pain or anything in there, and he's just got to tick the boxes now, and he's got, what, another week or so to get through, and looking forward to having him back in the side as well.
Probably be nice to have more players coming in and out for a week.
Yeah, exactly, and having some senior players come back in the side with a bit of leadership as well, which is great, and you know we all know what Homshi brings, and yeah, I mean, the back six have actually played some really good footy and been, you know, in good shape down there. So I'll be unlucky whoever comes out of the side if they do come out of the back six, but certainly Homshi will be one we'll love to have back.
Just, you talked about thinking about what you want the team to stand for the rest of the year. What's the one thing that you want to see for the last nine rounds?
I think, you know, the biggest thing and what we've built ourselves on is just our competitiveness and the hunger, and that probably on the weekend watching the game, it looked like, you know, Freo wanted the game more, and they were really hungry, and that was just really disappointing. And that's what Port Adelaide's built on, is being desperate and hungry, and that's what we need to bring, and the players understand that, and we just need to make sure it's consistent, but really look in the mirror and come back. This is what we're about.
Thanks,
boys. Cheers.
Yeah.
First night in there last night.
What suburb?
Southern Park. So I live in a flat.